And how about this? Retail sales were up in August. Surprise! It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 14th day of September. Thanks for being with us. In other news, we are just hours away from a potential UAW strike against Detroit automakers. And we've got an update. So if the economy is so awful, like so many people say, how come casinos in the U.S. are rocking their profits? Gen Z, they're giving up on the American dream. It is a story. We've got the Wall Street Report. And are you fearing that your career choice may become obsolete? Many are. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. You want to find us on Twitter, now known as X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, it was a surprise that retail sales in August spiked by 6%. However, much of that was due to higher fuel prices. The Associated Press is reporting that Americans stepped up retail spending modestly from July to August. And when we do exclude auto dealers, gas stations, and building materials, the gross domestic product increased by just 0.1% last month. If we do exclude gas sales, retail sales were up just 0.2% for August, all of this according to the Commerce Department. Sales at gas stations rose a robust 5.2%, while furniture and home furnishing stores saw a 1% drop in sales. Clothing and accessory stores and electronics stores registered sales increases, all likely helped by back-to-school spending. Online sales were unchanged in August, perhaps hurt by robust spending during the Amazon Prime Day sales event back in July. The retail report covers only about a third of overall consumer spending and does not include services like haircuts, hotel stays, and plane tickets. But it does capture spending at restaurants, which had a slight uptick last month. The good news is that this report marks the fifth straight monthly gain. And all that news contributed to a surge on Wall Street as the major indexes finished the day well into the green. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. The deadline for a new deal between the Detroit automakers and the UAW is just hours away, and reports are that the two sides are still far apart in their negotiations. Talks have continued today, with GM increasing its wage offer and Ford looking for a counteroffer from the union. The UAW is demanding a 36% boost in pay, and the automakers, that would be General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, have countered with offers that are roughly half of that increase. The AP is reporting that the divide between the two sides threatens to ignite the first simultaneous strike by the United Auto Workers against all three Detroit companies in the union's 88-year history. It's also a test of President Joe Biden's treasured assertion that he is the most pro-union president in U.S. history. Union President Sean Fain said the final decision on which plants to strike won't be announced until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The union president said it's still possible that all 146,000 UAW members could walk out, but the union will begin by striking at a limited number of plants. Stay tuned. Well, riddle me this. If Americans are so down on the economy, how is it that casinos in the U.S. had their best July ever, raking in nearly $5.4 billion? The American Gaming Association said the casinos' winnings were up nearly 6% from July of last year. The association also said the casinos remain on pace to have their best year ever, with winnings from in-person casino games, sports betting, and internet gambling at nearly $38 billion over the first 7 months alone, 11% ahead of what they won during the same period of time just last year. The association, the national trade group for the gambling industry, also revealed that revenue from traditional in-person casino games in July was $4.4 billion. That's a new monthly record. It said those figures were aided by seasonal travel trends and the addition of several new physical casino properties around the country, including in Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Meanwhile, the figures do not include money won at tribal-run casinos, which report their revenue separately. So the question is, but the economy is in tatters. Tatters, I'm telling you. You buying that? The headline is that Gen Z is giving up on the American dream, and that act is impacting their career choice. Fortune is reporting that by 2030, that's only 7 years away, Gen Z will account for nearly one-third of the U.S. workforce. While a sizable percentage of this cohort still has yet to emerge in the talent market, they're already taking a far different approach to career growth than their predecessors. That is due in part to the fact that Gen Z, much of whom is still under the age of 18, is accumulating debt at higher rates than any other generation. The cohort is least likely to think they'll ever be able to retire and is generally concerned that climate change will rob them of any chance at a normal life or career. Understandably, they've ditched the so-called American dream that hard work and determination will land them financial success and are taking a different approach to career growth. Gen Zers tend to be very invested in activism and expect their employers to match that passion. They not only seek out companies publicly commenting on those issues, but also ask about corporate commitments to social activism in interviews and explore what others have to say about the organization online. Companies that meet that demand will be better able to retain their Gen Z talent, invest in and develop them, and help them ascend to the C-suite in a matter of years. The message to employers is to actively listen, because Gen Zers are standing up. Now, it was a big day on Wall Street as the major indexes all finished in the green. The Dow gained 331 points, its best day in weeks, and closed at 34,907, while the NASDAQ picked up 112 points to finish Thursday at 13,926. The S&P 500 added 37 points to close at 4,505. All of this was due to a slew of economic developments that are progressively dispelling recession concerns. In August, the producer price index surpassed expectations following a consumer price index report that was also higher than anticipated. On the downside for motorists, West Texas Intermediate crude closed over $90 a barrel, picking up $2.19 on the day's trade. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how so many workers are worried that their careers may soon become obsolete. According to a new Gallup survey, nearly a quarter of Americans worry that their jobs will soon become obsolete thanks to technology, and that is up 7% from just 2 years ago. The concern is so widespread that it has spawned a new term, FOBO, or fear of becoming obsolete. College-educated workers are feeling the most pressure, with 20% saying they have FOBO right now, versus just 8% back in 2021. Workers between the ages of 18 and 34 are also more likely to suffer from FOBO as they face the triple threat of technology, high student debt, and changing workplaces. Not mentioned, but worth noting, are skilled trades workers who continue to be in demand and making some decent coin at the same time. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.